My friends, today is a very special day. Today, we are praying for the souls in purgatory that died suddenly and without any preparation. And so I wanted it to be a very special video. I knew as soon as I read that I wanted to go to one of these crosses that I always see on the side of the road, but I don't always do anything. I usually pray for them. In fact, almost always I'll pray for those people whenever I drive by, but I never stop and take some time. Now, one thing that I noticed is as soon as I read the title of today's day, something stirred in my heart. And I want to kind of stand for this one. Something stirred in my heart. And I want to speak about those stirrings that we have in our life. That's what's called a movement of the heart. And God speaks to us through those. And often we ignore them because we have a lot of movements in our heart. And we sometimes think that they're sinful. Sometimes we think that they're maybe something else, but we don't always realize that God is speaking to us through those movements. And it really stirred something in me because I can think of all the different times that I've driven when I was really sleepy and I could have died suddenly without any preparation. And I think about how I could have been one of those people. So it really touched me in a very deep way. And I want you to consider and to look at all the different days that we've prayed and ask yourself, which day of the ones that we've prayed have you been moved by the most? Which day of the ones that we've prayed has your heart been stirred the most? And let me suggest to you that that's probably one of the days that God wants you to make it yours, that He wants those to be your people. So today, perhaps God was telling me, yes, Alvaro, I want you to pray for all the souls in purgatory, but perhaps in a special way to pray for those that died suddenly, because that could have been one of you. And those people really didn't prepare. So today, I just want to get closer to this cross so we can see, and I want you to pray for this person. But also, I want to call you out and to challenge you to find one near you, if it's safe and possible, for you to pray for one of those people. So again, like some of the other days, today is less theoretical and more a mission that God is calling you. And you know, as grace would have it, I just asked the souls in purgatory, please help me find one, because I didn't know where they were. And this was just not very far from my house. I don't know anything about this person. I don't know who they are. I don't know what they did. I don't know how they died. I'm presuming that they died here. But obviously this person is cared for in these material ways, and we can pray for them spiritually. We can help them so much. So we pray, please pray for Rochelle Tucker. However it is that she died, however old she was, all of us are God's children. And all of us deserve the mercy of being prayed for, especially when we're in purgatory. So again, my friends, I really invite you to take me on this challenge to find one of these and pray for someone that died suddenly. Perhaps there was someone that you knew that suffered through that. I could have been one of those. Maybe you could have been one of those. Pray for those that are in purgatory that died suddenly and had no one to pray for them. God will reward you. This great act of mercy will be blessed super abundantly, 100-fold in your life. God bless you. Thank you for joining me on this day 23. I will see you tomorrow in day 24. Okay, my friends, I have to share with you something unbelievable that just happened. So I was just talking in this video about Rochelle Tucker, the person whose cross is here, and I was finished recording and I was just about to leave, and then this truck pulled up and I thought I was in trouble or something. And then he stepped out of the car. I could tell that he wanted to talk to me. And he said, sir, are you related to this person? And then I said, no, I'm not. And immediately I thought, well, maybe I should evangelize and just share about what I'm doing. So I told him that I was making a video for the souls in purgatory. Well, he said, you know what? I'm actually also Catholic. He's a Filipino. And he owns the video. He owns the business right next to where the accident happened. And he said, you know, I was there when the accident happened 5 years ago. And I saw the ambulances and I saw the truck. And he said, and I just feel like her spirit is still here. And I'll see people that will come on birthdays. And I always want to talk to them to tell them this. And so he was just telling me, keep up the good work and do what you're doing. And I mean, can you imagine how totally random that is? And then as soon as I came back to pray before the cross, I got this huge gust of wind as if God was saying, and she was telling me, please pray for me. So my friends, this is just amazing. It's amazing what the souls in purgatory will do when we reach out and help them. They want us to help them so bad. So please, please go today and pray for someone that died suddenly. They need it. And frankly, we need to do that. God bless you and have a beautiful, beautiful day.